I think the immediate roots of the protests go back to the military coup in 2006 that overthrew the former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra. He represents rural interests. He's a populist figure, and he mobilized the rural vote and came into power on those votes. And in reaction to his efforts to upset the status quo, if you like, the military threw him out in 2006. And his supporters basically feel that they've been robbed of political power, hence the protests.
How serious have these protests become?
Well, they were very bad at the weekend because there was going to be a regional summit, a summit bringing Asian leaders to talk about the effects of the global crisis and what to do. And the present prime minister decided to take a hands-off attitude. And it backfired badly because the protesters basically took over the center where the summit was going to be held in a deeply humiliating series of events. Foreign leaders, some of them had to be helicoptered out to safety because the troops said they couldn't guarantee their safety, and the summit was cancelled. So in the past day, this morning, the authorities obviously decided to take a hard line, and they sent in troops to crack down on the protesters. And now they are closing in on what seems to be a hard core of about 5,000 protesters who have been encamped around the Prime Minister's office since the end of last month.
Is there any evidence that Shinawatra is orchestrating these protests, or are these just his supporters acting on their own?
Well, he did send a message to the protesters when they were demonstrating before the summit. He actually said it was time to have a revolution, to go out in the streets and have a revolution. And he said he was ready to come back to the country. So he is stirring the pot, if you like.
Well, they've had many revolutions in Thailand. I guess my final question is, will we see yet another military coup?
Well, after 2006, when the military threw out Thaksin, they assumed power. But the experience was a difficult one. They realized that operating in the political sphere is very difficult, and they withdrew to barracks. And there has been speculation that the reason they've been vacillating is that they do not really want to have another coup where they have to be put in a position of having to deal with an economy that's probably the most badly hit in Asia from the global crisis. They're simply not equipped to deal with such matters. And so they would quell the riots, demonstrations, but they'd be very reluctant to take over unless it's a last resort to prevent the country from sliding into anarchy.